facial beard?
Oh, well, I just have to say myself because I'm a fan of my beard. So, yeah, I'm going to say mine.
What's it, as you get into the game, or whether or not he's going to play, you know how good this team is.
Yeah, very good team. You know, again, I think that we're going to have a good week of practice and really, you know, just look at the game film, look at all the things that they do well. You know, they played Thursday night, so they have a couple extra days to prepare. So, you know, really we just got to dive right in and you understand that it's a good football team. There's different faces that we're going to go against. You know, great running back who's had a lot of success in this league. So definitely, you know, Wednesday is going to be a big day. And, you know, even today, watching film, getting prepared to, you know, play a good football team.
How does Gore change them? How does he change them?
Well, you know, he's a physical running back. You know, he's you know, he has a lot of experience. You know, he's very talented, and you know, he's physical. So he's definitely you know, very good running back. He's been doing it a very long time.
Obviously, Andrew and Matt are two different, totally different, run different style offenses. So how, when you go into a week, if you're not 100% sure which guy's going to be back there, how do you sort of approach the preparation?
Well, you know, you watch the games, the last couple games, and get a feel for the things that they've done. But really, you know, as a whole, you look at the concepts and the things that they like to do, and you know, understand that you know, they're both great quarterbacks. They can, you know, both stay in the pocket and make all the throws that they need to make. So really, just doing our best to prepare for the concepts, and you know, just play good team defense.
With everything that took place in the offseason, obviously, with the offseason distractions and Deflategate being traced back to the Colts, how much more does that add to this game? And how hard is it to look at this as just another game on the schedule?
Well, really, it is just another game on the schedule. So for us, you know, it's the same mentality as always. And, you know, that's prepare well. And, you know, that starts Wednesday. I mean, it starts today, starts tomorrow. So even on your day off, doing the best you can to watch film and, you know, again, having good practices and, you know, get prepared for the games. You know, Bill says it all the time. You know, the games aren't won on Sunday. So, you know, you have to, you know, prepare well during the week, practice well. You know, that's when the games are won.
What goes into the longevity of a football player in general? But you look at Matt Hasselbeck, 40 years old. You have a guy over there, 38 years old. I mean, what goes into
that? Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, being a tremendous competitor and, you know, Hasselbeck's been in the league a very long time. He's had a lot of success. So he's definitely, you know, a guy that can, you know, do it all. So, again, you know, whoever's in the game, they're definitely very good quarterbacks.
We even said yesterday that the bracket coverage you guys had on Witten and Beasley was really effective. Was that the game plan going at? Or?
You know, again, I think that at the end of the day, having, you know, the victory is, you know, the major goal. And, you know, again, being able to hold them to 6 points was awesome. But, you know, again, that game's over with, so we're just really moving on to Indy.
Do you guys ever get caught up in the hyping of the game? They're going to hype the game as for what it was, whether it be the Deflategate or you guys versus the Colts. Do you guys ever get caught up in that?
You know, again, I'm just focused on being a good football player and, you know, getting better. You know, me and myself feel like I need to play better, so I need to, you know, have a good game.
We saw Tom show a lot of emotion yesterday when he scored that touchdown. Is that sort of where maybe it surfaces, is in the game, and when you make a good play or something positive happens, is that where the emotion finally comes out?
Well, I mean, we put a lot of hard work and effort in during the week, so, you know, when you make a play on game day, that's when you want to celebrate. So, you know, I think everyone has a ton of energy when they make a play, and Tom obviously has a lot of energy.
Thank you.
Thank you.